from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. I got a couple more quick Olympic updates for you. Quincy Wilson, the 16-year-old who took over at the U.S. track and field trials in June, he's going to have the opportunity to run in the Olympics. The 16-year-old will be part of the 4x400 relay heat tomorrow. So just keep an eye out on that. We talked about how amazing he was at the Olympic trials. He will get an opportunity to run in the 4x400 heat tomorrow. And then there's this. Corey, can you imagine setting a world record?
No.
And not winning the gold medal?
No. That would be frustrating.
It is. So Sam Watson, I think he's from Southlake. The 18-year-old speed climber, he set the world record.
4.75 seconds.
4.74.
4.74.
He set the world record and did not win the gold medal. The issue was he set that in the bronze medal match because he had lost in the semifinals. He was a heavy favorite.
Don't lose in the semifinals.
I hear you. He lost in the semifinals, and then in the third place heat, he set a world record of 4.74 seconds. It feels like a bit a mixed bag, right? Uh-huh. You set the world record, which is objectively amazing, but then you don't win a gold medal?
You kind of have to look at it and go, I was in this match or in this round for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, that's a complete reality is I was there because I didn't do well enough before. Well, you know what? A lot of people, Kevin, will go out there in that third place match and be like, well, I'm going to throw it up there and see what I get. Who knows? This dude decided I'm going to go out there and make it difficult for everybody else that wants to try. So I respect that a ton. He's young, very young. He's got another opportunity to get out there and reset this. The number itself, 474, because I watched this yesterday, Kevin, insane. And that's why if you watched it, it looked like the dude was Spider-Man. He just flew up this wall. But I understand, man, when you do it that way, sometimes it doesn't work out for you.
Now, I have one more Olympic story for you, and there are going to be elements of this that you're not going to believe are true.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to trust me. These are all true elements. So the modern pentathlon is getting changed up. They're getting rid of the horse competitions to add in an obstacle course similar to American Ninja Warrior. This is per the general secretary of the pentathlon governing body, whose name is Shiny Fang. That is an objectively badass name.
Yes.
Will you agree to that?
Yes, but I definitely want to get into more of this horse talk later.
Okay, we will do that. But right now, we go to Oxnard, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I had to do a little engineering here, and I think I turned myself up way too high. All right, that's better.
Okay.
But we got it.
I like the idea of Mick engineering on the fly.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay, that's
that's a man that knows reality right there.
That is a fair point. I saw something from, and I know you've talked to Greg Ellis a ton. He said something very specific about Micah Parsons that I thought was really intriguing, and I hope this message kind of takes hold. I wanted to get your feedback on it. He was talking about how, obviously, how physically gifted Micah Parsons is, and then he said he's elite just by God-given ability, and some of the things we're going to hopefully bring to him is going to help elevate that even more. And so I like the idea of telling a player, hey, you're great. I don't dispute that, but I think you can be greater. Do you think that is a fair thing to say about Micah, and do you think that's a message that he seems to be taking to heart?
Yeah, I think on both accounts. I think absolutely. I remember talking to Greg, when we first got here, and he was talking about that, you know, he feels like that he can teach him some techniques to help his pass rush. And Greg, you know, played several years, you know, I want to say 8-10 years in the league. So he's got some experience that he can bring to him. And he thought there were things that, you know, not just bull rushing or speed rushing, but how to use your hands. And then the fact that they know he's versatile enough to play linebacker, but you can, you know, rush the quarterback on blitzes from linebacker. So, yeah. And, and somebody asked Mike Zimmer one time, you know, well, you know, how do you get along with players and this and that? And his basic point was guys want to be coached. The great players want to be coached and coached hard. And he goes, and that's the way I do it. So, yeah, I think that there's another level that Parsons, you know, if he's willing to listen, can get to that, so he does not get neutralized as much as he does when he's lined up and his hand on the ground at defensive end.
And do you get the sense then, because you just said something that I think is really intriguing, if Parsons listens and is willing to listen, do you get that sense that he is willing to listen then?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay,
and I think he even admitted it the last time, you know, that he still had room to grow last time we talked to him. And again, I think if you do that and you get some results, then you're going, okay, what else you got for me, right? And so instead of just letting him freelance out there, one of the things that he needed to understand is, if on a particular play I'm supposed to loop inside and take up a gap, I got to do that because the linebacker's counting on me to be in that gap so he can go hit another gap. And that's kind of the way I think Mike Zimmer explained it to me one day, that if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, and sometimes you're doing it to help the team, you may not make a play, but somebody else is going to make a play because you did, you executed exactly where you were supposed to be. So, yeah, I think there's another level that he can get to. And, you know, he's only, what, this is his fourth season? So, he's got a ways to go still.
Sure.
A lot has been kind of discussed, obviously, about this defense. There's a lot of interest in what their plans are. I'm kind of curious about the offensive side of the ball and if their philosophy changes very much this year, or is it, no, this is second year of install now, and this is where guys should be more comfortable. What are we feeling from what McCarthy and Schottenheimer are looking at with this offense? Is it going to change much?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it changed a little last year. They didn't, you know, just throw everything out and start from scratch. You don't want to do that with the quarterback, right, after he's been in the system that long. And I think that, though, the second year in some of the things that Mike has installed, you know, you'll get better at. And they'll get a little bit, you know, Dak gets a little bit more accustomed to the play calls on, you know, what he's expecting Mike to do. I think that, and then...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the rest of the guys, I don't think there's radical changes how you're blocking up front. You know, Mike Solari was there last year, so for the majority of the offensive line, it's kind of the same thing, and then just trying to integrate the wide receivers and the running backs. But, yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. I just think that, you know, you got to get out there and play and make plays, and we're going to finally, you know, see a little bit more of that, of where they're at in this practice today against the Rams, and then for sure in the preseason game. And I can't emphasize it enough how important these preseason games are to this team. You know, you're trying to, you know, put two new starters on your offensive line. You just don't get this in practice enough for the offensive linemen, so these preseason games are important. The preseason games are important for these young young running backs. Hey, we know what Zeke can do. And you know, when you sit out here and watch him practice, that's Zeke, right? It's still Zeke. You know, it's almost like what Jeff Blasco told me. He said it's almost like he didn't leave, you know, and he's right back at it. Now, what they want to do is monitor the number of snaps he gets, so it get to game 14, game 17, Zeke still Zeke, right? And you don't wear him down at, 29 years old. So, these young running backs got to show up. The young wide receivers, you can't have one good day and then the next day you disappear. You got to play. And so there's going to be a lot of snaps out there. Trey Lance is like, you know, there used to be this old TV show, This Is Your Life. Well, this is your career right now, you know, and what you got. And he's going to get an opportunity. And that's what all this stuff's about with these young guys, is the opportunity. Because for our standpoint, you know, coaches aren't going to say, well, this guy's doing well, or this guy, well, I don't know. But they'll tell us that by the number of reps these guys get in practice. Like, I'll give you an example. Willie Harvey Jr., the linebacker from the UFL.
Small.
Right? All of a sudden, he's getting snaps with Kendricks out, overshown, kind of, you know, they're slow playing him on the return. You can't wear out Damone Clark. So all of a sudden, number 55's getting snaps. And the other day, he got snaps with the first team. And when they were doing their walkthrough stuff yesterday, and a little bit it was not just for the Rams today, but for the Rams on Sunday, he was getting opportunities with the first team offense, defense. And so he has showed something that they were like, okay, let's see more. Well, now when the Bulls fly on Sunday, you know, you got to go. This is your opportunity. So, yeah, can't wait to see this practice today. And then for sure, that first preseason game to see how some of these young guys that have flashed. Now, can you go out there and play and do something?
I know that Mike McCarthy has said this multiple times already leading up to this joint practice, but do you think he has to drop in one more word before everyone goes out there today? It's like, hey, did you see all those fines and people getting hurt? Let's not get in a fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he emphasized that to us the other day about, look, when you do these practices, if you get in a fight, you're thrown out of the practice, basically, because that's what happens in a game, right? Get in a fight in a game, you're thrown out, and you get fined. And I don't know, I guess I haven't asked this question, but the NFL officials were here for the practice on Tuesday, and I was wondering if they were going to be here for this practice to kind of keep law and order, in place. Maybe a little bit more than using the high school or college officials that normally come out here to do the deal. But yeah, and I just think it's a different flavor with the Rams coming in here, because when they came in here and they had the brawl, that's what Jeff Fisher wanted. You know, he was trying to set a tempo for his team. And they came loaded for bear, and you just ruined a practice, and they ended up having to call it off, and I think it'll be a different tone, a different tempo, with the new coaching, well, not new coaching staff, this coaching staff, and not what the other Rams came in here trying to do the last time that took place.
Mickey, have you ever asked Al Harris what his shoulder workout is? Because that dude is like, he looks like a superhero.
Al Harris?
Yeah, his shoulders are gigantic.
Now, if you had told me about Scanina, I would have said, okay,
huge,
right?
Dude. That dude's terrifying.
So was that? Did you guys get to listen
out there?
Yeah, oh yes. Okay. I didn't realize somebody had looked this up or whatever, but he trains dogs to show in dog shows.
What?
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yes, that big guy.
Yes.
Trains dogs, and he's got like
Pomeranians.
And is it a Mastiff? Is that what
they're
called?
There you go. That's a giant dog.
I think he said he had a 160-pound dog or something.
But we
went online and looked up dog shows and his name. And there he was in the ring leading a dog around at his size.
Yeah, well,
right?
You just gotta get those things disciplined. You know, you gotta make sure they're listening.
And at one point, you know, I think he was a little uncomfortable to start talking about it because somebody said, "I hear you're a dog walker," and he goes, "A dog walker? No, I'm a dog trainer. I train dogs for dog shows, right?" And he's the last guy you want to get on the wrong side of
that's
right?
A fact.
And so somebody talked to him about, you know, how is he tough on his dogs? He goes, I train my dogs hard like I train my players hard, just like that. And it's like, okay, I'm writing that down. And it was quite interesting.
135 pound Neapolitan Mastiff pup. Yeah,
there you go. 100, they must talk to him for 5 minutes before we got around to asking about Mozzie Smith.
Man,
good stuff, Mick.
Yeah, and if you look at him, right, that kind of, I mean, large head and large neck, and he's still tall, and it looks like he could, you know, go out there and play. So that he was able to come here, I think, is a really good thing for that defensive line to be able to deal with a guy that, you know, he's in his ninth year of coaching. And I want to say, I was trying to look it up real quick, that he played in the league like 13, 14 years. And he's continues working with Mozzie and you know, we'll see what they can, you know, get out of him. But again, it'll be hard coaching, and you're going to see if he reacts to it or if he shrinks from it.
Excellent insight. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.